Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach.
Back on What's on Your Mind with another hour of bees
off the way.
Place to be.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
On a Monday morning.
Where the stars and
talking about the news of the day, this is the place, ladies and gentlemen. On What's on Your Mind. Yesterday include the chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action Group, Jenny Buff Martin, will be here today on the program. We're going to talk about Biden family corruption. I think we could fill a whole program with that, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to take just one segment to talk about that today. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment will also be here today on the program. Chuck Todd from MSNBC and also the host of Meet the Press on NBC came to North Dakota last week to interview Governor Doug Burgum about his presidential run. We're going to talk about that. Governor Burgum also being interviewed this morning by Fox News Channel, as a matter of fact. And so we're going to dip into a few of those. I have some highlights. We'll actually play at some point today the interview with the Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press. But let me give you a little preview of the conversation. One of the questions, that, and of course, this is the way Meet the Press works. They're like, okay, let's see here. This guy Burgum is running for president, but he hasn't said anything bad about Trump yet. How do we get him to say something bad about Trump? This is the whole reason they're here. Their whole mission. It's NBC, folks. He was asked, you know, you got this successful businessman shtick going on. I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, you're a hugely successful businessman. Would you do business with Donald Trump? The governor's answer was, quote, I don't think so. Then he was asked why. And he said, I think it's important that you're judged by the company you keep. How do you think that is going to impact his candidacy for president? I mean, let's be realistic for a second here about these presidential races. Donald Trump is the overwhelming favorite. He has huge leads in every state. And I don't think there are a lot of people in the pro-Trump camp that are going into every day going, okay, let me look at these other candidates because I might jump to one of those candidates. So I don't know that there's much risk in the governor saying what the governor's saying about not wanting to do business with Donald Trump. But I wouldn't advise him to say it. You're already, as a candidate, in a camp of being the anti-Trump. You don't really need to add any fuel to that fire. I don't know. What do you think? Smart thing to say, not so smart? You tell us. Telephone number, by the way, today, 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What do you think of that answer by Governor Burgum? Would you do business with him? No. Actually, it was, I don't think so. Why? I think it's important that you're judged by the company you keep. So let's critique that answer. Texter says, put a fork in Doug Burgum. He can't say he wouldn't do business with Trump because you got to be careful about the company you keep. How about his history of hanging with Bill Gates? Sums up Burgum perfectly. No self-awareness. Another texter. What if the governor looks at himself? He keeps company with Bill Gates. See, this is going to be a thing now. So that's the first reaction from just a couple of listeners there. So it makes sense. Makes sense. 701-271-1100 or call us at 70, or text us rather at 701-237-1590 on the program today. Engineered, by the way, by super producer Chris Larson on the program today. You're going to be here all week, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going to be here today, and I'm going to probably join you from my Mayville residence and then back on Friday.
The Mayville studio.
Yeah, yeah. The Mayville studio.
There you go. Chris Larson sitting in today for Kevin Flynn, who's off for the rest of this week, as well as last on a little summer vacation. We got the super producer here. Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, yes, Scott. I would do business with Trump in a heartbeat. My Trump was just like my brother. My brother was a corporate lawyer. He has since passed away, but he was very good in business. Trump is very good in business. What Burgum had said about the company keep, I think Bill Gates visited here a few times in the past. And talking with Burgum, I have no, you know, I don't have any definite proof of this. But, and then one last thing, I'm really glad Steve Hallstrom is doing a show between 4 and 6. I was hoping he would do something after Chris Berg left. And I'm really, really glad that he's going to have his own show. I'm driving at that time, driving and delivering. So that's going to be just a perfect time to listen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're excited. We are too. And for folks that missed that, Steve Hallstrom will be doing a show from 4 until 6, starting 2 weeks from today, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And, you know, Charlie Kirk's still here. Jimmy Fallon's still here. Mark Levin's still here. Mark Levin actually will start at 6. And go till 9, because Steve's show will be between 4 and 6 p.m. So, yeah, we're excited too, Tom. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Call again, 701-271-1100. Texter says, Scott, could you ask Steve at the start of his new show if he could play the Pledge of Allegiance to start the program? This country needs a lot more patriotism at this time than we have now. That's a good suggestion. Thank you very much. Mark Levin starts with the Star Spangled Banner. I love it. Other listener says, Doug and about 8 others shouldn't have run in the first place. Bill Gates ruined Doug without even running. Interesting take. Tom Osakis, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
If I'm Governor Burgum's campaign advisor, I would say, Governor, the answer was this. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Todd. First, I'm going to stop doing business with China, and then we're going to look into the business that Joe Biden is doing in Ukraine. and then you can come back and talk to me about other stuff that America doesn't care about. That's what I would do.
It'd be a great answer. Great answer.
He's
talked about China.
Focused.
Yeah.
Yes.
The governor's talked about China in this presidential race, getting tough on China, so it would have been a perfect segue. That's who I'm not going to do business with.
We're beating each other up too much, and to let Chuck Todd drag the conversation off to serve his purposes doesn't do anyone any good. Some Republican is going to be nominated, and that Republican's going to need issues, and all Republicans should be talking about those issues. I'll let you go.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. 701-271-1100 if you want to weigh in on this. Texts are rolling in, too. 701-237-1590. Texter says, Burgum never has had a chance from the get-go. So not seeing much impact in this because there wasn't going to be much impact anyway. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
One, two, three.
What's On Your Mind brought to you by Rainbow International. Listen up, homeowners. If you experience flood or water damage in your home, don't wait another minute. Contact Ned and his team at Rainbow International Fargo now for immediate water damage restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation and are here to help 24/7. Whether it's water damage, fire, or mold, Highly trained technicians quickly assess the damage, work tirelessly to restore your home. Call them today. 701-412-4776. 701-412-4776. Rainbow International of Fargo. Do the job for you. 21 past the hour. Quick note I wanted to mention at the top of the show when I got wrapped up in the headlines here. Forgot to mention it. For our listeners in the Bakken on KTGO, you'll be familiar with this name, Jim Prather. Jim was the general manager at KTGO for us, as well as the host of Talk of the Town. And he's a Tioga native. And well known to everybody in KTGO land. We lost Jim over the weekend. He had a valiant battle with cancer that he just was the most amazing, cheerful warrior. I mean, to go through what he was going through in cancer, and just he had heart failure in the middle of cancer, and he just smiled all the way through it. It was pretty phenomenal. But he's finally at rest and home with Jesus. But we're going to miss Jim. He was a spark plug. So I'd describe him.
Boy, was he ever.
Yeah. Oofta. One of the best. Just always up. It's fantastic. Kind of a rough weekend. Lost Mark Knutson as well in an accident over in Detroit Lakes. The longtime Fargo Marathon. I mean, really the founder of the Fargo Marathon. He was the Fargo Marathon. And that's a sad situation as well. Obviously, ripped up a lot of folks from, well, Detroit Lakes community, where he'd been most recently. A part of so many events and part of the Fargo Marathon as well. So our thoughts and prayers with his family, with Jim Prather's family. Thinking about all of them today.
Life is precious, Scott.
Life is precious. Remember just that. Dana in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Dana.
Hello, Scott. I just have something from last Friday. I caught something from Kevin Cramer again, and he was talking about Ukraine winning the war again. And he comes on his program, and he lies to his constituents, or is at least disingenuous at best. The last time I called, I texted a question about Ukraine, and you read it on air. It was, when does a country like Ukraine have the leverage over a world power like Russia with nukes and resources and alliances? And I kind of want to ask you that question, Scott. When does Ukraine, when can they say win? He even said on this program there will be a negotiated settlement, which means they give up land. There is no winning. I would like to know your opinion on that, Scott.
It's a sorry mess, but obviously the NATO countries want to do everything in their power to stop this march by Putin. I do think Putin's thinking differently about any kind of land grab in the future, given what's happened here, don't you?
Well, yeah, but what's winning? He said Ukraine winning. There is no winning for Ukraine. They don't have the resources. They don't have the people. There is no winning. He comes on this program, and he says winning. That never is going to happen, and I'm tired of it. And I know you know that too, Scott, but you have to be kind of, you know, yeah. It's frustrating.
I am sort of a pragmatist when it comes to the Ukraine situation because I see both sides. On one hand, it's, you know, endless wars that we're feeding, and it's the military-industrial complex and more and more and more and more. On the other, it is, you know, to suggest that, sorry, Ukraine, just let Putin roar. It's not a good solution either. So I think it's about defining victory.
Yeah,
it's about,
if it would have went to the negotiating table early on, this wouldn't have got, the longer this goes on, the more land they give up. And this war, I believe, is a lot more about enriching certain parts of our economy. And we, the American people, will see no good things from that. What did we see from Afghanistan? What did we see from Iraq? What did we really see from Vietnam? If you can bring a good argument, I'm all for it.
Well, the argument is stopping Putin. That's what the argument is. And if you said we don't engage in this in any way, shape, or form, and just let him roll, what is the logical conclusion of that? That's the argument.
But Yeah, but the Republicans keep pushing and pushing this longer, and nothing good is ever going to come from that. The negotiating table is the only place this needs to go, and it's only because America's weak right now. That's the only reason he ever did this. So, I mean...
Unless Trump says it'd be solved in day one if he's president.
And it's going to go nowhere good.
Donald Trump wants to end it day one. So, Dana, wish for that. Appreciate your calling. Thank you. All right, let's get some of these texts that are rolling in here. One listener says, there goes Doug's chances for energy secretary, saying he wouldn't do business with Trump. Another listener, so he can do business with Bill Gates, but not Trump. The company you keep, I couldn't have said it better. Bye-bye, Burgum. It's amazing to me how many people have connected those dots here. Another listener says, just like DeSantis, he's listening to consultants and big donors, which means absolute failure. Listener said, I had questions about Burgum, if he was a true conservative or not, but now I know he's not. Another, I wouldn't do business with Trump either because I like to get paid. His habit of not paying his invoices is well documented. Another, Burgum is responsible for his answers. I'll never back his candidacy, even if he's the pick. He should listen to his answer about the company he keeps in Bill Gates. Anybody seeing a pattern here? Another listener, why do you think the mainstream media is pushing Trump news? They know he will not be able to beat the left candidate in another election. Please interview Steve Dace for a better understanding of why. Thank you. Steve Dace is one of those never Trumpers. Like Steve Dace, but I think he's gone a little off the reservation on this one. I'm concerned about Trump in a general election, but I believe if it's Trump versus Biden, the condition of the country and the obvious impairment of Biden are going to be two feathers in the cap of Donald Trump. Another listener, I was on board with Burgum. I was willing to back him as a candidate, obviously second to Trump. However, the statement made by him on not willing to do business with Trump is a bridge too far. They're both excellent businessmen, and their differences in ideology and whatever else they have as far as differences could be set aside. Strong-minded, goal-oriented people would know these kinds of things. So I'm out on Burgum. Scott, if Burgum said you have to be careful of the company you keep, if that standard applies, does this mean Gates, who hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein? That's a good one to do business with. Another listener said, no Republican should go on any show hosted by an anchor from MSLSD. Yeah, I can kind of read your mail there. There's usually no upside.
Never.
And going on a fake news program like Meet the Press. We're going to play for you the actual interview itself coming up on What's on Your Mind.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Two people are dead and five others were injured after a shooting at a party in Amarillo, Texas. That's according to police, who said it happened at an event center early Sunday morning when a fight broke out between some of the attendees. One man died at the scene, another died at a nearby hospital. The injured victims are expected to recover. No arrests have been made as of last night, as authorities are investigating. A lawsuit that was looking for reparations related to the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre has been dismissed. The case was filed on behalf of the last three survivors of the assault, which was carried out by a mob in a Tulsa community called the Black Wall Street of the time. An Oklahoma judge dismissed it on Friday with prejudice, saying she agreed with the defendants who argued the plaintiffs did not suffer individual effects from the massacre. A drink invented by pirates, it's National Pina Colada Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond.
28 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. We'll make you hungry today. How about that? Cheesy sausage mac in Harwood. Sloppy Joe's or bacon cheeseburger, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot hot dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. Sloppy Joe's on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Orange chicken in Glendon. Lasagna with garlic bread on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA. Plus today, any fresh baked muffin is only 99 cents. Any fresh baked muffin, only 99 cents today. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. John Hinderacher, the Center of the American Experiment, is here. By the way, the clip from Meet the Press with Governor Burgum that we've been talking about this morning, we'll play that coming up top of next hour. So you can hear it for yourself. A lot of comments about that today, so I appreciate that, and you can go ahead and continue to keep those coming, and we'll also, as I say, play that at the top of the hour. So stay tuned for that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Just around the corner. Here, let's see. William in Fargo wants to get in before we get John in here. All right. Probably on the same topic. William, Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, William. Hi, William. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was wondering if you guys watched Fox in Front this morning when they showed the picture of Doug Burgum before his interview. It said Governor of Wyoming.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I actually put that picture up on Facebook and said, what's wrong with this picture? Because you're right. Yeah. They had the governor, they had a picture of him and Mike Pence up, and underneath the Governor Burgum it said Governor of Wyoming.
Yeah, I thought that was just hilarious.
It is kind of a hoot.
Couldn't even get that right.
Come on, Fox, get it together.
Well, thank you.
Yep, you bet. Appreciate the call, William. Thank you very much. Okay, here he is, John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. John, happy Monday. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott.
How are you?
Doing great. You know, we're in the midst of our annual summer tour. We're hitting 20 or 22 cities around the state of Minnesota. And the theme of the summer tour this year, we're talking about this year's legislative session, which was a disaster. And the theme is Off the Cliff, Minnesota's Legislative Nosedive and the Climb Back to Sanity.
Yeah, that's a great description for it because it was off the cliff. Is there a cost for this in the future, do you believe, for the DFL?
Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, one of the things that we're doing, obviously, why are we doing this tour all over the state of Minnesota? Well, we're informing people on what the heck this legislature did and the impact it's going to have on their lives and what we can do to get the state of Minnesota moving back in a positive direction. It certainly is going to have some electoral consequences if people understand some of the things that the legislature did.
What do you think the worst of it is, if you had to boil it all down? I know there's a lot there, but what was the best?
Well, Scott, here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. The most fundamental thing that the legislature did this year was to blow an opportunity. We had a $17.6 billion surplus going into this legislative session. It was a golden opportunity to use that surplus as the cornerstone for meaningful tax cuts that would once again make Minnesota a competitive state. And the legislature completely blew that opportunity. They spent the entire surplus, even though most of it was one time, you know, from the federal government, they spent the entire surplus and they added $9 billion in new taxes. So I would say that's the most fundamental thing. But then if you look qualitatively at some of the awful things they did, I would nominate making pedophiles a protected class under Minnesota's Civil Rights Act is probably the most appalling single thing that they did.
And that was snuck into something, too. It was really nefarious the way they got that into legislation, didn't they?
Well, yeah, that's right, Scott. I mean, one of the things I'll spare you the long explanation, but they deleted the sentence in the existing Minnesota Civil Rights Act that says that pedophilia is not a sexual preference that is protected under this law. That's what the law used to say. Their legislation, among other things, deleted that sentence. And on the floor of the Minnesota House of Representatives, when a Republican legislator pointed out that if you vote for this bill, you are voting to make pedophilia a protected classification in employment and housing and so on under the Civil Rights Act, the Democrats in the House said, oh, really? Oh, gosh, we didn't notice that. And so he proposed an amendment to take out the portion of the law, this is the trans-refuge law, that would delete that key sentence. And it passed the House unanimously. Every single Democrat voted for the amendment to take that language out of the bill. Well, then they go to conference committee because the House and the Senate have passed a little bit different versions of the trans-refuge bill. In the conference committee, they put that back in, you know, the deletion of that key sentence. And then when the conference committee bill goes back, the House Democrats all vote for it, right? So they could all say, we voted against making pedophiles a protected classification before we voted for it.
There's a lot to wrap your mind around there. Who is the responsible person that thinks this is something that's necessary? Who wants this?
Well, you know, I think that this whole crazy LGBTQ blah blah block is a key part of the DFL coalition. There's a legislator named Lee Fink, you know, who is or used to be a man, now wears dresses, says she's a woman. Very powerful in this area. Very powerful. And I think the general sense around Minnesota is that she was the big driver behind some of this this legislation.
And it protects pedophiles.
Yeah, it makes pedophilia, there's a definition of sexual preference. You can't discriminate in employment, housing, or anything else against people in Minnesota based on their sexual preference. And that was intended to protect gays and lesbians. That passed, I don't know, 25 years ago or something. But the last sentence of the definition of the phrase sexual preference used to say that pedophilia is not a sexual preference for purposes of this law. And they had to say that because if that weren't there, actually, it would fit the definition of a sexual preference. And so by taking that sentence out of the definition, that has the effect of now making pedophilia a protected status under Minnesota's Civil Rights Act. I mean, it's just unbelievable that anybody would want to do that.
It is, and I hope there's a political cost at some point. When you travel for this Off the Cliff tour, I mean, what is the? I've asked you what you think is the worst of the worst. What do the citizens of Minnesota think? Are they?
Well, they're appalled. You know, they're appalled at a lot of the things that the legislature did. I mean, you know, giving felons the vote, for example, all kinds of things that they did. I will say this, Scott. I think that right now, conservatives across the country, in Minnesota, in North Dakota, are probably more riled up about the culture issues than anything else. You know, the left has been attacking us with respect to things like taxes and spending and so on for a long time, and energy. But most recently, they have launched this attack on our culture, on our way of life, really on our civilization. And you see it with these nutty gender things that they're doing. And by the way, we hosted Riley Gaines for an event last Thursday in the Twin Cities suburbs. We sold it out. We sold 430 tickets. I mean, the response of people when you start talking about some of these cultural issues, you know, where our way of life is really under attack by the left. I think right now, Scott, that is probably what is getting people more riled up than anything.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing because the look, I grew up in Minnesota, and Democrats, you know, in that era were Hubert Humphrey and Wendy Anderson and, you know, Walter Mondale and folks like that that were the icons, Roger Moe in the later years, I guess. And the just typical DFL, you know, we're for the little guy, whatever. But this morph that's happened with the Democratic Party and some of these outrageous issues, you know, like it's fine for kids to see whatever books they want to see, and you know, let's protect pedophiles and everything else. To me, at some point, it's got to do significant damage to the DFL brand, to the Democratic, you know, the Democrat election chances. I just keep thinking that at some point somebody's going to go Shazam and wake up and say, "This is not my party anymore."
Well, of course, a big part of the purpose of my organization, American Experiment, is simply to inform people in Minnesota and now in North Dakota about what our governments are doing. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And one of the issues we have in Minnesota, I'm not sure to what extent it's true in North Dakota, but in Minnesota, the press runs interference nonstop for the liberals, you know. So if you rely on the Minneapolis Star Tribune for information about what the Minnesota legislature did this year, you're going to be in the dark about a lot of the things that they did, you know. Or maybe if you read an article real carefully in the 11th paragraph, they might mention something and then move on. You know, oh, they just gave felons the vote, you know. But you know, there is a concerted effort not to inform people about some of the things that the legislature is up to, and so that makes our role all the more important to get that information out there.
Yeah, and the media here I would say the media here less so on sort of the bleeding heart Democratic issues that they're, you know, going to carry water for. But it's very obvious the vast majority of the writers and newsrooms and editors and whatnot are very left-leaning, and it's, you know, sort of the LGBTQ issues become the, you know, they become the topic du jour because these people are obsessed with the issues and defending the crowd. So I think it's some of the same in North Dakota, maybe a little bit different than it is in Minnesota.
Well, I'll just give you this example, Scott. The trans refuge bill. You know, any minors from around the country can come here for sex change operations, even though they would be illegal where the kid lives, and even though at least one parent is opposed to it. And that was hailed as this wonderful, wonderful progressive piece of legislation to make ourselves the minors' sex change capital of the world. Well, we polled them. You know, we polled that 22% of Minnesotans say they approve of sex change operations on minors. 67% say no.
Hold that thought, John. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army.
What's on your mind is brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Waiting for you. Lasagna with garlic bread at 45th Street, Fargo. That sounds good, doesn't it? Orange chicken in Glendon. Sloppy Joe's at the MP Avenue location, downtown Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th and I-29. Sloppy Joe's or Bacon Cheeseburger, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Cheesy Sausage Mac in Harwood today. PetroServe USA, home cooking. And grab-and-go convenience. More of our conversation now with John Hinderocker from the Center of the American Experiment. And a comment from Kevin in Grand Forks for you. John, go ahead, Kevin. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, you're talking about that trans refuge bill. Well, with regards to the transgender ideology, these kids aren't old enough to make that decision, but they're going to let them do it anyways. And what they don't realize is that they are sterilizing themselves if they go through with this, quote, gender-affirming care. At which point, the transgender ideology at this point is a genocidal one.
Ugh. You agree with that, John?
I mean, the puberty...
Sure do. You know, the idea that these kids are in a position to make a decision to irreversibly really destroy, you know, a significant part of their identity, it's unbelievable to me. And, you know, the Europeans are moving away from this. You know, in England, they shut down the Tavistock Clinic, which is the big place where this stuff was going on. The Scandinavian countries have been moving away from it. And we're kind of out here in a boat by ourselves in the United States, you know, full speed ahead on this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's you look at the way that they're putting it out there. It's, oh no, it's gender affirming care and all this, and they claim it's reversible and all this. It's like, no, it's not. With the puberty blockers and the surgeries, they're killing off all their ability to generate any kind of procreation engine and ending up sterilizing themselves through having their genitalia removed and these radical hysterectomies to make themselves feel like something that they're not.
Well, and of course, one of the things that we're seeing is that more and more people who have undergone this just horrific surgery, you know, it's absolutely horrific what they do to young people. And more people mm-hmm. who have undergone this surgery are saying, wait a minute, what the heck? What have I done? And they're trying to detransition and they're going public and saying this is a terrible, terrible mistake. But of course you can't, you know, depending on how far you've gone down the road, you can't detransition. You know, once they literally slice off your genitalia, you know, they're gone. And the idea, they call this gender affirming care. That is one of the most Orwellian phrases that we have ever heard. It is not gender affirming to slice off a child's genitals. I mean, it's just appalling.
I wouldn't call it Orwellian. Go ahead, Kevin.
I wouldn't necessarily call it an Orwellian term. I'd call it just a straight up what it is. It's a gigantic fat lie. You're not affirming anything. You're actually just destroying these kids' abilities to have a meaningful future.
Appreciate you listening, Kevin. Thanks for the call. You're speaking for a lot of people, no doubt about it. John, you were mentioning right before the break the poll numbers. Just give me that.
Well, it's along the lines that Kevin was just saying, Scott. So you know, in Minnesota, they passed this trans refuge bill, trying to draw minors here from around the country for sex change operations. So we polled that. We asked a simple question of Minnesota. You know, 500 registered voters, you know, professional poll done by Meeting Street Insights. We asked, do you approve or disapprove of sex change operations on minors? This is Minnesota. 22% approve of sex change operations on minors. 67% disapprove. So by 3-1, people are saying, no, don't do that. And it's really amazing because the legislature, you know, they fly in the face of what the vast majority of voters want. And they get nothing but applause from the local media.
It's unbelievable. It really is. About a minute left. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go today?
No, that's about it, Scott. I would say our listeners can go to AmericanExperiment.org. That's our website. You can see all the stuff that we're up to. Our people are very busy. We have fresh content on the website. You can go to AmericanExperimentND.org. That's our North Dakota website. You can see news and commentary there about events in North Dakota. And if you go to AmericanExperiment.org and click on the events tab at the top of the page, you can see all the upcoming events that we've got, including the Off the Cliff tour dates going on here through the summer.
Perfect. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Bye-bye.
John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. Again, AmericanExperiment.org or AmericanExperimentND.org to find out more about them. What is Cirasset? Do you know? It's actually a wellness company. And they do some good work, helping their clients to relax their brains, to manage stress, restore hope, achieve restful sleep. You can relax, rebalance, and reset. That's what they do. And they help you find the most efficient and natural way to manage stress and improve your daily well-being. Who can benefit? Kids with attention and focusing problems, behavioral problems, anyone with sadness, states of depression, anxiety, nervousness. If you're just not getting good sleep, that can lead to all kinds of health problems. If you've lost your ability to handle stress or chronic pain, you've got brain fog, any of those things, they can help. Cirasset.com, Cirasset.com, or see them in Fargo. Call 566-5231. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your order.